In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The three topics are, I have decided to follow you. Yesterday, we were discussing how to follow the Lord Jesus Christ through our divine knowledge or through the revelation of God, and how God, through his divine, grants man to enjoy the mysteries of God, the divine mysteries. Yesterday, I felt as if my heart is crying to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to know you. Truly, you are the divine one. You are my Savior. You are the beloved one. I can't live without you. I want to discover all your reality and all your mysteries. The first step, we want to know him. How can you love a person or any being without knowing this being? Saint Augustine used to say and to cry to the Lord, I want to know you. And as we noticed yesterday, knowledge is not a static situation. It is a dynamic. In every day, but in every moment, we will have new knowledge in God. I remember once in Los Angeles, when I was speaking about heaven, one of the little ladies said to me, Abuna, how we will be happy in heaven? All our life will be praising God, prayer. It is boring. How can we live in this situation for eternity? We surely will be boring because we will have the same work, always praying, praising God, and so on. I said to her, according to Saint Gregory of Nyssa, he said, if there is no moments, there is no time in eternity, but if we say in every moment when we are looking to God, we see as if he, for the first time, we see him. Then when we bow or kneel or we praise him, we are looking as if it is the first time I am praising God. And we will be in renewal all eternity, therefore we will not be in boring. I give an example. If a lady for 20 years she didn't have a child, and after 20 years from her marriage she became pregnant, what about her feeling when she have the first time a child after 20 years of marriage? What do you think about her feeling? You can't imagine. I remember in Alexandria, we have a lady brought forth a child after 20 years of marriage. All Alexandria was rejoicing for this family because they are well known how after 20 years she brought a child. If she has this child and in the next day after birth, the same child, after a month, the same child, after 6 or 7 months, which she should say, oh, it is boring, the same face, the same child, I have to borrow another child or change my child with another child? Can she do that? How is it? It is the same child. She looks to his face as if it is the first time she is looking to him. When he started to speak, she said as if it is a gift, and she will be abundantly rejoicing that her child start to speak, and so on. If when he become 20 years old, and he is a lonely son, and what about her feeling? Oh, I saw him 20 years, I have to change my son. What do you think? Through love, our knowledge are renewed continuously. The same, when we are looking to the Lord Jesus Christ, we never become boring. We can't say, I know my Lord Jesus Christ as he is, but in every moment, even in eternity, we are looking to him as if it is the first time I see my Lord. And this is the source of our joy, that we love him, and through love, as if we know him more and more. In infinite knowledge, there is no limitation or any end of our knowledge to God. Then the first step, in fact, knowledge, but it is not ended. It will continue even eternity. And many great fathers said that even knowledge in eternity will be also growing up, so that we will not be boring at all. Today we are speaking on the second stage. I know him, then what I want to be in his likeness. And at first, I want to know him. I say to him, I want to know all your mysteries. I want to discover your personality. Then I want to be like you. As Saint John said, that we will be in his likeness. Then the second stage, we want to be in his likeness. Tomorrow we will speak where we will be. We will be with him in his, or we will be in his bosom, in his heaven. There, I want to know him. I want to be in his likeness. I want to have rest in his bosom. This is the true topics in which you call it, I have decided to follow you. I want to follow you, to know you, to be like you, and to have rest in you forever. Now, what is the meaning to be in his likeness? We here they chose the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 1, from verse 13 to 17. Therefore, gird up loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts, as in your ignorance, but as you who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. In verse 15, as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct or behave, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Then to be in his likeness is to be holy, because he is holy. When I look to this verse, be holy, for I am holy. And it is in which book? Book of Leviticus. He said, be holy, for I am holy. And also said, be holy to me, and you are mine. Be holy as I am holy, for you are mine. When I read that today, I started to remember Saint Cyril of Alexandria. What Saint Cyril write? He wrote a 17 books under this title, adoring and worshipping God in spirit and in truth. Worshipping God in spirit and in truth. When I read this title, I said, oh, it is a very spiritual book. Surely in these books, the 17, he will speak about worshipping. But in fact, in these books, he was speaking about what? About the Old Testament, a commentary on the Old Testament. What is the relation between worshipping God in spirit and truth and interpretation or commentary on the Old Testament? I felt Saint Cyril of Alexandria as a father of a church, he looked to the Bible, that the Bible, in fact, when we interpret it, it means we have to practice worshiping in spiritual way and in truth. We are not reading the Bible just to have some knowledge by our minds or some doctrines to discuss. When I read the Bible, I enjoy my Lord Jesus Christ. I discover that He is the truth and He is spirit. Therefore, I want to worship Him in spirit and truth. To be holy means to enjoy the Word of God, the Bible, and to enjoy it not by giving sermons, homilies, to write some commentaries. No, I enjoy the Bible because in the Bible I discover my Lord Jesus Christ, who is behind the letters. Every time Origen, in the second century, who used to read the Bible, he used to say to God, "Oh, will I enjoy glory in heaven more than that which I enjoy while I am reading the Bible?" He couldn't imagine that in heaven he will receive more glory than what he received while he was reading the Bible. Do you have the same feeling? When you read the Bible, you said, "Oh, I am in heaven. I can't imagine that I will be more joyful, more glorious. I will not rejoice more abundantly, more than what I receive when I am read the Bible." Then, when Origen, or many of the great fathers, or many of the believers, when they read the Bible, they didn't see the letter. They read the Bible in spirit. They discovered the Heavenly One behind the letters. I hope that I am clear or not. Then, if you want to be holy, as the Lord is holy, you have to read the Bible not as informality, or just you feel a kind of responsibility, you have a promise with your father in confession, or you promise God you will read it every day, or you feel you will take blessing from the Bible just to kiss the Bible and do something like that. No. When I read the Bible, I penetrate into the depths of the Bible. I am in contact with the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I enjoy the Holy Trinity. I am in heaven. Therefore, I worship God in spirit and in truth, not by formalities, but by rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when we hear God saying to every one of us, "Be holy, for I am a holy," is it a commandment or is it a promise, divine promise? It is the two. It is a divine commandment. I have to obey it. But how can I obey it? I said, you command me to be holy. It is not at my hand. It is not in my power to be holy, because I am a human being, you are God. If you granted me to share you your holiness, then I will be holy. Then, to be holy means to share the Lord Jesus Christ, or to share the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, to share them their holiness. And therefore, you will be sanctified in everything, even in your eating, in your drinking, even while you are sleeping, even in your dreaming, you feel you are in heaven. Even when you dream you are in heaven. When you are thinking at night before sleeping, you are looking for the last advent of Jesus Christ, and you are eager to be in His likeness, to be holy as He is holy. St. Paul said, "For this is the will of God." What is His divine will? Your sanctification, to be holy. that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. I feel my body is a vessel which I offer to the Lord, and he grants me the sanctification. I became in his likeness. Therefore, when I am holy, it is not by my human effort. Truly, I am serious. I am very cautious. I insist to ask God, but at the same time, it is a free gift from God that I become holy. In second epistle of St. Paul to Thessalonians, he says, "But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren beloved by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in truth. It is not by your own efforts. It is the work of God without disregarding your desire and your efforts. But when you receive the sanctification, it is by the Holy Spirit. It is through the faith in the truth." Also, he said in the first epistle to Thessalonians, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Then it is the work of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will be completely holy in your soul, in your body, in your spirit." How we become holy as the Lord is holy. Always I look to the Bible, the Holy Bible. In fact, it is my trip, the trip of my soul from this world to the world to come. It is my holy trip from this world to be in heaven. It is the trip in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, so that I may find special place in the bosom of the Father. I want to give you just an example, but please try to follow me. What are the books, what we call books of Moses? How many books? 5. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I will not speak about the New Testament. I will speak about the Old Testament to see how even Moses enjoy the spiritual trip in the Logos, or in the Word of God. If we look to those 5 books, the books of law, it starts by Adam, where he was in the Garden of Eden. He was saintly one. He was in the garden. God granted him authority and power over earth, over animals, birds, everything. He was very happy. From time to time, the voice of God or the word of God was walking in the garden, and it is impossible for us to express how joyful was Adam and Eve when they were in contact, or when they entered in dialogue with the word of God. Truly, it was a very blessed life. Why God granted Adam and Eve a commandment, and why he permitted Satan to enter in the serpent and to give the chance to make Adam or Eve in temptation? In fact, the commandment was a gift to Adam and Eve. Why? Because If Adam and Eve would obey God, surely Adam and Eve and all their children would enjoy more and more than what he received when he was created. Some great father said, or church father said, perhaps if they would have victory over sin, they would enjoy to be like angels of God. Okay, when we look to the end of the five books, what we will see in Moses? Do you remember at Deuteronomy what happened in the last chapters? God said to Moses, you have to ascend or climb on the mountain of Nebo. Why? To die. Moses heard the commandments, you have to ascend to the top of the mountain. He was about 120 years old. Who accompanied Moses? Imagine a person, his age 120, and there is a commandment, ascend to the mountain to die. It is too hard to ascend for a very old person. At the same time, he didn't ask his wife, his sons or daughters, his grandchildren to be with him. He didn't tell the high priest, who is his niece, to go with him. He was not accompanied with the priest or Levites. He was alone. And he ascended. And when he ascended, according to the Jewish tradition, God embraced him and took his soul to far away. And he died. They called the death of Moses the death of kiss. God kissed him and took his soul. They said the happiest death or the most honorable death is the death of Moses, because God kissed him and took his soul. In the first book, we see Adam in garden, but he failed. He was kicked out from the garden. On the last book of Moses, we see man is embraced with God, kissed from him, and passed with him. And what is written in the Deuteronomy? It is written that the Lord buried him. The Lord buried him. I think nobody in the Old or New Testament said about him or heard that he or she was buried by God. It was a unique funeral service. There is no priest, no deacons, no congregation. All the congregations were from the heavenly hosts. God himself, the Lord, buried him. What do you think about Moses? It is a unique situation. Then we can say, through these five books, we can enjoy the journey or the trip from corruption of Adam till to be kissed with God, to live with God, who is taking care even with our bodies after our death. Now I want to give just a brief account of these five books. How can we enjoy this divine journey? How we accompany or follow the Lord Jesus Christ through these five books? In just some minutes. In the book of Genesis, I feel God created me as a king. As Saint Gregory of Nyssa said, he created the whole world specially for me. I was not in need of anything in the world. God is interested in me to grant me a kind of kingdomship. He wants me to be a king or the queen who is on the right hand of the heavenly king. Then when God created me through the book of Genesis, I remember how God truly honored me, want me to be in dignity and to enjoy royalty, kingdomship, to be on his right hand, to be in his likeness, but unfortunately I gave him my back. I said, oh, I want to be a God separately and far away from you. I want to be in a battle with my God. In the book of Exodus, what happened? He said, oh, you give me your back, I give you my face. You chose to be a servant and a slave of sin and to be in bondage, I grant you freedom. You didn't care about my gifts, I will grant you the giver of all gifts. In the book of Exodus, we see how God truly is concerned in Exodus, not for the Jewish people, the Hebrews, but for all mankind. It was the shadow of the real Exodus, which has been fulfilled by the Lord himself, who granted us to leave our bondage and to be free from our bondage and slavery and to be children of God. We are adopted to God the Father. Therefore, although I am a sinner, although I choose to be in fighting and enmity against God, God show me his love. He insisted I am his own child. He accepted to send his only begotten son and to be with me, to live here in my world and to accept punishment in his body so that I may be glorified in him. Then in Exodus, I received hope. I don't say, oh, I am in bondage, I am a slave, I am a sinner, I can't move, I can't go to heaven, I can't ascend. God granted me the Exodus. He grants me himself as a sacrifice. And he grants me the Holy Spirit so that I may ascend even to the bosom of the Father. Then in the book of Exodus, I am a king. In the book of Genesis, I am a king. In the book of Exodus, I am free. I am a free king. In the book of Leviticus, what he said, as we heard now in St. Peter's letter, first letter of St. Peter, be holy, for I am holy. And it is quoted from the words of God in the book of Leviticus. He repeated it, I think, 3 times. Be holy. If we ask, how can I be holy? He wants me to be not only a king, not only to be free king, he wants me to be a holy and free king, to be in his likeness, because he is the Holy One. If we look to the book of Leviticus and ask ourselves, how can I become holy? He spoke, I think, in the first 7 or 8 chapters, first chapters, about sacrifices, the kinds of sacrifices. All these sacrifices are shadows of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Afterwards, he spoke about the priests. And third, he spoke about laws of purification. What does it mean? I can't become holy unless through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, through crucifixion. The cross for me is the source of my sanctification. It is the work of the Holy Spirit, but through the merit of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then when I feel I am a sinner, I just focus my eyes on the cross. I see myself in the wounds of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am cleaned in His blood. Therefore, in Him, I am holy. Not only I accept Him as the victim and the sacrifice for my sanctification, He grants me to share Him, His self-sacrifice. St. Paul was proud that he practiced death every day. This for him is not a terrible thing. For him, death for the sake of Christ, it is sharing in the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, every day I say to him, I am proud of your crucifixion. It is the source of my sanctification. And through this cross, may you accept me to sacrifice and to share you your love and your sacrifice. Saint Augustine used to say, do you see on the altar? You are on the altar. You are inside the chalice. You are sacrificed with the Lord Jesus Christ. Second section in this book, priesthood. Are we in need of the priest? Surely. Who are the priests? We have the high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is interceding to us before the Father through His blood. Now we haven't the weak high priest like the Jews, who couldn't enter the Holy of Holies except once a year after offering many sacrifices. No, we have the Lord Jesus Christ, the high priest, who entered His own heaven, and He had the power and authority to intercede for our sanctification before His Father, and we are hidden in our high priest, and through Him we are sanctified. All the priests in the church, in fact, are hidden in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we serve the church, all the priests are serving Christ, not through their own righteousness. It is through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who works in His priests. Therefore, if we want to be sanctified, we have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, our high and heavenly priest. At the same time, we live in the church and we accept the sacrifice, which is not repeated, but the same sacrifice of the cross. We receive it through the Eucharist, and we accept the priest of the Lord Jesus Christ through the priesthood of the church. There is also another, or the third kind of priesthood. The priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of all priesthood. The priests of the church who service and minister and celebrate the liturgies. Also, all laymen through baptism, and when they were anointed by Maron, chrismation, they become what is called laymen priesthood. You can spread your hands and the Lord accept your prayers as if it is from priests. You can give alms as a gift and God accept it as if it is from the hands of a priest. According to St. John and the book of Revelation, we become kings and priests to the Father. Ja'alana mulukan wa kahana lillah abi, to God His Father. The third thing are the laws of purification. What about these laws? He spoke about the sanctification of our bodies, in our dreams, in our clothes, in our houses, even in our funeral service. I can't touch any dead person, his body. I have to be purified by special ritual. What does it mean? It means that in the Lord Jesus Christ, all my life must be sanctified. My room is in fact an icon of heaven. If you have some bad pictures in your room, is it the icon of heaven? I remember many persons repented through the icons or even the pictures at their private room. When tried to do something wrong or to have some bad thoughts, they looked to the picture of the Lord Jesus Christ and said, how the Lord is present at my room and I am in companionship with bad thoughts or with demons. Then we have to be sanctified in our private room, in our bodies, in our clothes, in our shape. Yani, I remember when I read the book of which is called Pedagogus, the tutor or the instructor, written by Saint Clement of Alexandria. He spoke about the behavior of the Christian. He spoke how to smile, how to laugh, how to walk, how to eat, how to drink, how to talk or how to enter in dialogue with others. At first I astonished. When he spoke about food, he said we have to know when we put food a long time to be cooked, it is against health, spiritually and physically. I was astonished how he was speaking about in the second century, which now science says the same thing, that when you eat fresh food is more healthy than the cooked food. They look to everything, not in physically only, but spiritually. When the person eats light food, it will help him how to pray more eager and more spiritually than when his stomach is full. He spoke how to walk, how to take care of the weak persons so that they will not be in despair when you are walking very in hurry while they couldn't follow you. He spoke how to smile to reveal the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ to others. Then sanctification, in fact, is practical in all my life. In all my life. You can't ask your father in confession, what will I do in doing in so and so? You have to ask before you're asking your father in confession, you have to ask yourself, if my Lord Jesus Christ is in my situation, what he would do, what he will do? I am a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. All my speech, all my thoughts, all my clothes, all my even food and drinking and sleeping and dreaming, all of these things are attributed to my Lord Jesus Christ. We must be cautious when we sincerely ask to be in the image of God. It is not by your own effort, it is the work of the grace of God that you will be sanctified. Because God is working in those who sincerely ask and demand sanctification. But he doesn't work in those who are lazy and insisted not to respond with the work of the Holy Spirit. Then, when we read the book of Leviticus, we remember three things. I accept my Lord Jesus Christ, the High Priest. I hope to obey my father in confession. I am a priest, a lay priest.
when the second section, this is the second section. First section, the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. Always I am focusing my inner sight on the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember Father Bishoy Kamel, before he died on the third day of the Feast of the Cross. He loved the cross. He used to put the cross on his bed all his life, and especially when he was sick. I remember when a doctor entered on the Feast of the Cross, yani 3 days or 2 days before his death. He asked him, "What about today?" He said, "I think today is Sunday or something like that." He said, "No. What about this day? What is this day?" It is the day of the cross. And he started, although he was very, very, he was suffering too much, and he couldn't even, nobody can touch even his body. He couldn't accept even the clothes because he was suffering too much. He started to speak concerning cross for a long time, and he was very eager that all mankind may enjoy the divine love which is revealed through the cross. And God granted him to die on the third day, and through the 3 days of the Feast of the Cross. Cross is very important to enjoy the image or to become an icon of the crucified Jesus Christ. The fourth is the book of Numbers. What about the book of Numbers? It is the book of the journey of the people who left Egypt, Ramesses, and started in to have a journey inside Sinai wilderness. They entered in many, many problems. But perhaps you ask, why? We cannot enjoy the crown of heaven unless we have to struggle, but not by our own selves, but by the grace of God. Therefore, holiness means to have a journey, and this journey is full of many temptations, many sufferings, and all these sufferings and temptations, in fact, for your own crowning, you become victorious. If we look, for example, to Job, he was a righteous man. And God said even to the devil that there is no person in the world in the righteousness of Job. God himself witnessed many times to Job concerning his righteousness. But at the same time, God permitted the devil to tempt him. And it was very serious temptation. Even Job sometimes was almost in despair. But he gave a thanksgiving and he sang a very nice song and hymn to God, which, as I said yesterday, it was more precious than the hymns of angels, because he was giving hymns while he was in temptation. While I was studying this book, I was surprised when in the Septuagint we hear God saying to Job, "Do you know why I permitted you to be tempted? To reveal your righteousness." And when God permitted the devil to tempt him, in the mind of God, not he wants to know if Job was righteous or not. In his mind, he wants to reveal his righteousness, not to God, but to men, to all the generation afterwards. even before the angels and also before the demons. Then when you are tempted, when you are struggling against sin, when there are some bad thoughts, when there are some bad circumstances, don't be in trouble. It is for your victory. It is for your edification. It is for your crowning. It is, in fact, a witness to the work of God in you, even while you are struggling. We can say that the fourth book of Moses is the book of the trip with the Lord Jesus Christ and accepting suffering with him and to be crucified with him. And I hope once I speak about this book, because I love this book, although there are many names and many numbers, because in fact the core of the book is the church is crucified with the Lord, with the crucified Lord who is dwelling with her. If you look to the camp, it was arranged in the shape of cross. Three tribes in the east, three in the west, three in the north, three in the south. Inside this cross, there is a small cross. Moses, Aaron, the priest, and the Levites, the three families, looks like a cross, and the priest was carrying the Ark of Testimony. It means if you have a helicopter and you look to the camp of Israel, you will see a great cross. Inside it, there is a small cross, a very holy cross inside the whole cross. It means our trip, in fact, is the trip of the crucified church, in which the Lord himself, the crucified one, who is the Word of God, who is the high priest, he is crucified and he is dwelling inside us, in our hearts and in his church. The last book is the book of Deuteronomy. What about this book? It is the book of the friendship between God and Moses, who truly, until the last moment, he was very close to God. It is said in the book of Exodus that he spoke with God friendly as a man to his friend. He spoke with him as they are on the same level, as they are close friends, as they are two persons who are closely to each other. This is, in fact, the meaning of sanctification. It is not just to get rid of sin. No, it is a negative. What is positive is to be in friendship with God. When I have friendship with good persons, surely this friendship has its effect in my life. When I am in friendship with my Lord, surely I will be affected with this friendship. My Lord Jesus Christ is my friend. Therefore, to be holy is to be in close contact with him. In all our tribulations, in all our troubles, in all our joy, in all events, whether good or bad, I am in good contact with my Lord. All these events will truly be changed, acting for my sanctification. I hope now in the Lord Jesus Christ that we truly attain the holy life in the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end I say, yesterday we were speaking how I am eager to know my Lord so that I may follow him. Today I say, oh, I want to follow you as my friend and my Savior and my Lord, so that I may be holy as you are holy. Tomorrow, I hope God grants us to know what is the end of fellowship with Christ, where I am going, how can I have or faith that I have special place in the bosom of the Father. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to enjoy and to be eager to follow the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen. if I am a weak sinner and I want to be holy and I fall in sin due to my weakness, how do I encourage myself to rise and start fighting against sinning again? Remember, St. Paul said, I am not just, as you see, I said, a weak sinner. He said, I am the chief of sinners. And he was complaining of his body. And he called it the dead body, or the body of death. But at the same time, he was strengthened by the grace of God. He never became despair at all. We are focusing our eyes in the Lord, and we have hope in Him instead of being in despair. Prayer for me is becoming more as a burden than something I love to do. How can I get closer to God through prayer? I myself love too much the Matanyat. I believe it is the good way to be attracted and your mind to be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Try as you can to make Matanyat. It's very important. Second thing, before praying, try to give a hymn, one of the songs, so that to create the atmosphere of joy before praying. Yani, give the chance to yourself to have the good circumstances for prayer. It says at the end of Deuteronomy that Moses died, but wasn't Moses the one who wrote Deuteronomy? Yeah, yes, who wrote all the book except the last, I think, one or two chapters. It is written by Joshua, his disciple. How can we react to temptation and struggle in the same way at the righteous job by not despairing and instead by praising God? When we are focusing our eyes on the temptation, we will become blind. When we are focusing our eyes on Christ, our hearts will be illuminated. Instead of focusing on temptation and suffering and so on, look to your Lord Jesus Christ. I'll tell you a story. Once a person used to be very depressed, and he has bad circumstances. He couldn't find any job, something like that. And Abu Nafshoy sent him to a printing shop. And once he came and he was very cheerful and joyful, then Abuna astonished. He said, what happened? He said, I tell you. He said to him, I was in the printing shop in area called Kilopatra in Alexandria, and on my way to Sidi Gaber, he rode a bicycle and he put a lot of books on the bicycle. On his way, the bicycle was in disorder. All the books was upon him. Nobody took care of him. And he cried, oh my Lord, nobody is taking care of me. He said, I looked on my right hand, I find my Lord Jesus Christ carrying the cross. I was very joyful. I didn't feel even the lot of the books which were on me, on my body, and I rejoiced. At that time, the people came and took their books and wanted me to continue my... I said, oh, my Lord, why they came and helped me? I was rejoicing because of the vision. Then when we are looking to the crucified Christ, we will be joyful. Another story. Once a person, he was suffering of some, in his back. He has some problem in his back. And he had headache. He couldn't even recite the words of the Lord's Prayer. When Abuna Pshoy visited him, he said, Abuna, I don't ask God to heal me. I want him just to give me the chance even to pray, or just to go to the church and to share in the liturgy and praying. I don't want to go to my work or to even to do anything at home and so on. I want to pray. Why God permitted me to be tempted so that I can't even pray? He said, what do you think about the Lord Jesus Christ while he was carrying the cross and all his body was wounded by the when he was scourged? He said, oh, surely he was suffering too much. He said, then you are sharing the Lord, he is suffering, the suffering of his back. Then instead of praying, thank God and said, oh, thank you, my Lord Jesus Christ, because I share you your suffering, especially when I am suffering of my back. After 2 weeks, he came to the church and Father Bishoy embraced him and said, oh, congratulations, you are healed and you came to the church. He said, no, I am upset. I blame my Lord. He said, why? He said, when I tasted illness as sweet, very sweet, and when I shared my Lord Jesus Christ, his suffering and his crucifixion, he healed me. He didn't want to be healed because he was rejoicing that he shared the Lord Jesus Christ, his suffering. When we are looking to the crucified Christ, everything will be joyful. How can we make our children enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ and coming to church? We pray at night together every night and read the Bible. No, it is very important to pray together and to read the Bible. But one thing is very important. Did truly the children see the joy of heaven on your face? This is first important. This is the important thing. If there is an atmosphere of joy and at home, surely they will love Jesus. They are in need to see heaven in our relationship or relations, the family relationship. Then if we truly are concerned in the salvation of our kids, we have to be cheerful at our home and in every place. ازاي نعرف ان التجربة اللي بتيجي علينا او لعائلتنا تأديب من ربنا او انه بيمتحننا؟ In any case, if we are tempted, whatever, if it is by all our own faults, or it is a temptation from Satan, or it is for our exam or testing, in all cases we thank God. We say to him, thanks God, you granted us to be tempted. If it is for my sin, forgive my sin. If it is for my testing, you can grant me strength. If it is from Satan, you can help me until the end. When we thank God, whatever the cause of temptation, we surely will be victorious. Glory be to God. Amen.